and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Israel-Hamas ceasefire remains in effect. It's day number 5, extended beyond the original 4-day time frame. This should allow for the release of more captives by both sides, as well as additional shipments of fuel and humanitarian supplies into Gaza from Egypt. Trapped for more than 2 weeks in a collapsed mountain tunnel, all 41 miners in northern India have now been rescued. They had been kept alive with food, water, and oxygen delivered through narrow steel pipes, and crews pulled them out through a passageway that was made of welded pipe. Democrats more concerned than ever about their prospects for holding a slim Senate majority in 2024.
It was already looking like an uphill climb for Democrats to retain their 51-49 majority, but Joe Manchin's announcement he won't seek another term virtually hands his West Virginia seat to Republicans. John Tester is seen as vulnerable in the very red state of Montana, and Ohio's Sherrod Brown will have to overcome the odds to outpace Republicans in a state that leans red. All GOP challengers are being bolstered by declining poll numbers for President Biden and a corresponding rise for former President Donald Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
Embattled Republican Congressman George Santos says he fully expects to be given the boot from Congress when lawmakers return to work this week.
In a defiant speech Friday, sprinkled with taunts and obscenities aimed at his congressional colleagues, Santos acknowledged that his time as a member of Congress may soon be coming to an end. During a conversation on X Spaces, Santos said, quote, "I know I'm going to get expelled when this expulsion resolution goes to the floor."
And that's correspondent Edwin Mora. There's been a slight rise in the conference board's closely watched consumer confidence index this month. Stocks rising on Wall Street. The Dow is up 109 points. The Nasdaq ahead 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. Pure Talk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial pound 250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial pound 250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Some good news for the Las Vegas real estate market. Southern Nevada, only one of three metro areas in the country, have seen an increase in pending home sales. The online real estate website Redfin reports the Vegas Valley at 1.2%, along with San Jose, California, and Columbus, Ohio, are the only three areas of the U.S. that have posted a year-over-year increase when it comes to pending home sales. That's going into the month of November. Still, Las Vegas is on track to have one of its worst years for home sales since 2008, when the real estate bubble burst. The good news is we're near the end of the year. Mortgage and interest rates are falling. Henderson officials approving the controversial development of a 1,000-acre mine near Lake Las Vegas. The Three Kids Mine will get cleaned up, buried, and then a 3,000-home development will be built on top of it. Now, the more than 100-year-old mine was mined for manganese during World War II. That site cleanup will remove asbestos and bury the rest of the contaminants in the mine's open pits before they top it off with some clean soil. Critics of the project say the city and the project developers have not given proper consideration to the area's long-term potential health risks. And a reminder that downtown Summerlin is celebrating the Christmas season with its annual holiday parade. That parade is happening now every Friday and Saturday night at 6 through December 16th. That happens along Park Center Drive. The parade will include holiday music, dancers, snow, and, of course, jolly old St. Nick himself. Santa Claus is also setting up shop at the Santa Chalet in the Macy's Promenade daily through Christmas Eve. Also returning to downtown Summerlin for the holiday season, the Rock Rink Outdoor Skating Rink and the Giving Machine. That's a giant vending machine where you can make a donation to one of several nonprofits. Happy holidays. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
KMCQ On Time Traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Reports of an accident in the Northwest Valley on US 95 southbound between Cheyenne and Lake Mead Boulevard. Watch for a bit of slowdown in the area. 95 southbound again after Cheyenne. All clear on 15 as well as the Beltway and Summerlin Parkway. On the surface street, southwest injury accident at Wallapai and Russell. Also in the northeast at Craig and Lamb. Mostly sunny today with light winds, cool temperatures that stop just shy of 60 degrees for our afternoon high. 45 degrees right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather around. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. We are less than a year away from a general election. It is incredible that it is right on top of us. Joining us now, Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. He is a candidate for Congress in CD1, and he joins us now. Ron, how you been? How's life been like out on the campaign trail?
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me, and belated happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great one.
I did. I was on a cruise ship out in the Caribbean. That's a pretty good way to begin. Meanwhile, though, the campaign has continued. I want to give you just as much time as you need on kind of a state of the race for Ron Quince.
Well, right now, practically, it's like what we're doing is we're visiting the small businesses around my district and encouraging them to come out and vote, and also putting some signs in, you know, in their location, so that's where their customers can see that I'm running and listening to their voice and technically what's their concern about, you know, what's going on in the country right now.
I know originally we thought this was going to be all about the economy and Bidenomics and all the other things that go with the economy. But now, as of October 7th, that has all changed after the horrific attacks in Israel. Can you give me just kind of your knee-jerk reaction to what has gone on in Israel and throughout the Middle East since October 7th?
Well, the problem that we have that happened in the Middle East was we have a terrible U.S. foreign policy. I know the U.S. Foreign policy goals is security, prosperous, and creation a better world, but that's not happening right now under the Biden administration. I think that Biden just practically just took over Obama's foreign policy playbook, calling ISIS as a junior varsity of Al-Qaeda back in the days, and now look what I've gotten them. And of course, our continued support, Israel's our only ally in the Middle East, and instead of supporting them and practically knowing the fact that the war is going to come against, with Hamas, we should have prevented that just the way that happened, of course, in Ukraine and Russia. And I believe that our U.S. Foreign policy is not in good shape right now with the Biden administration.
I want to ask you about the optics that we've seen just in the last week or so. The Biden administration and the president himself are not exuding strength, are they? And I'm curious what you think of the optics of the president being on vacation, being kind of out of the fray. We're not even a part of the negotiations on hostages. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on there? And does it concern you?
Well, absolutely. The problem is, like, if you ask the White House about what's going on in our foreign policy, they always blame the previous administration. They always just say it's Trump's fault. Everything's Trump's fault. They never really take any accountable for what's going on right now. Can you imagine Qatar and Egypt actually made, the negotiation as far as getting a ceasefire and release the hostages? And what's going on right now is practically we don't have any power whatsoever in the world. China's stepping on us. Russia's stepping on us. Now, of course, Iran is actually the one that's funding Hamas the most. I believe that the United States does not negotiate to terrorists, which is Hamas is considered a terrorist group. However, we can negotiate with Iran because Iran is actually the one that's funding the Hamas. And by like what I agreed with some congressmen and some senators in the Hills are saying that if you sanction Iran, actually bomb one of their I would probably say the oil field, then, they're practically going to listen and stop funding Hamas. And Hamas is the one that's getting the money from Iran. And, since we don't negotiate with terrorists, then we can maybe make a negotiation with Iran because Iran's a country. It's recognized by the UN. Hamas is, like what I said, it's a terrorist group. And, United States does not negotiate with terrorists.
And I know the president just coming off the summit with President Xi of China. I'm just running through the list here. They agreed to reestablish military communications, work together on reducing climate change, whole bunches of other stuff that they apparently agreed to. The big question is, Ron, and as a potential member of the U.S. House of Representatives, can we trust any agreement that involves China?
Absolutely not. President Xi he vows that China will be or will have world dominance by 2049, and he'll have a military power by 2027. Look at all the deals that Biden made right now. Military communication. One, now we're going to give out our secrets. Two, cooperation of the flow of fentanyl chemical. First of all, China does not contribute fentanyl directly to the United States. They send it to Mexico, and then, of course, the drug dealers smuggle it in our borders to get it to the United States. Third, climate change. Well, first of all, climate change is caused by factories, and China has the least regulation as far as climate change are concerned. And second of all, war contributes a lot on global warming, and I don't think China is helping anything at all with the war in Ukraine and also the war in the Middle East. So those are all bad deal that actually Biden just made. It doesn't even make sense. We look like fools as Americans for making that deal.
I want to ask you, because there is every possibility you're going to end up being a member of Congress, one of 435 members of the House of Representatives. And I want to ask you about America's role in the world. Clearly, we are operating at a reduced rate when it comes to foreign policy. Our strength it's just not there. What would be your message to the folks in CD1 as to what our role in the world should be when it comes to foreign policy?
Well, first of all, in order for us to have a better world, U.S. foreign policy in the world, we need to change the precedent. The election's coming up 2024. You know, as Americans, we have a choice to change the precedent so we can improve our foreign policy around the world. Second, 62% of the voters disapprove on what Biden is doing right now in the world as far as foreign policy are concerned. And if, you know, once I became elected, and luckily enough that I've been part of the committee, I will question every department official about the matter of foreign policy. Because if what's going on right now, it's not being questioned. And if we question, and we've seen that in the past, we've seen that what happened in Benghazi, we've seen all these things going on. As a congressman, I will, and if I'm in part of that committee, I will question every department and what's going on with our, you know, what's going on and what's the matter of foreign policy. And then I will go back to the constituents and tell them what just happened. So that's where they understand what's going on.
I want to ask you, going forward, your thoughts on what we are going to see in the Middle East. We've got the potential of a victory over Hamas, but we also have the possibility we could end up with World War III on our hands. We have folks from Yemen that are firing missiles at our naval assets in the area. Can you talk a little bit about what the danger that the Biden administration is playing with here, the possibility of getting us into World War III?
Well, the problem that we have right now with Biden's administration is, one, first started with Russia and Ukraine. So that's one. Now we have the war in the Middle East. Okay. What's going to be next? China has an eye in Taiwan, and it's been going on for years. Do you think right now the Chinese government had the opportunity to actually go to war with Taiwan and, you know, take them as one of their colonies? I think the best way that we need to do in our foreign policy is this coming election 2024. We need to make sure that we fire the Biden administration. Because that's the only thing that's going to prevent us to go to World War III. Second, of course, you know, only Congress the one can declare war. We need to elect the right Congress representative, Congress people that actually can vote and prevent this and talk about peace. Because if all these things going on, we don't want wars. War, you know, we've seen what happened in World War II, World War I. We don't want wars going on. We want to have, you know, we want to maintain the goal that the U.S. foreign policy has, which is security, prosperous, and creation of a better world. Going to World War III, I don't think that's creating a better world. And I don't believe that, you know, our young generation wants to go to war like what happened to our generation before.
Ron, one of the things I know you do really well is give speeches. I've seen you speak publicly, and you're very, very impressive. But you're also a really good listener. You've been traversing CD1 now for a while. What are you hearing from the voters? What is it that they want in their next congressman in CD1?
You know, and I spoke to every single business owner, small business owners here in District 1, and one of the concerns that they have, of course, the economy. Second, you know, immigration. And fourth is their security. And, of course, like we have some retired veterans, they're concerned about, you know, what's going on with the veteran benefits right now. So one of the things I talked to them about is, what are my platform, what's my game plan? Because, and also, what am I going to do when they, you know, what they're saying? Because what happens is we have a lot of politicians that they're going to say they're going to do it. They get elected, and the next thing you know, you haven't heard from them for another 2 years until it's election time. I told them that I'm going to ask their congressman, I'm going to have transparency. What I'm going to do is, you don't have to stay in Washington, D.C. all the time. You only go there when it's time to vote for a bill. What I'm going to do is, whatever I voted on the bill, I was going to go back to my constituents here in District 1. I'm going to a town hall meeting and explain to them, hey, this is what we discussed. This is what's going on. You know, this is what I voted on, and this is my reason. This is what I did not vote on, and this is my reason. And of course, like, you know, everybody, every American, we just want to have a better life. We just want to have, you know, to preserve the American dream that everybody was wishing that we had before. And right now, the Gen Z is not even thinking about American dream because they don't, you know, they're telling me that they don't exist anymore. The American dream that we had before and what their parents had before doesn't exist in today's generation. And I want to tell them that, you know what, hey, America is still exists, you know, because I'm the proof of living the American dream. And if I can do it, everybody can do it.
The primary is June 11th, the general election November 5th of 2024. Let me just ask you at this date, what is it your campaign needs from my listeners, folks that say this Ron Quince really makes sense? Ron Q's got all the answers that I'm looking for. Tell me what it is you need from my listeners and your potential voters.
Well, absolutely. If you live in District 1, in Congressional District 1, I encourage all of you, your family, and your friends to come out and vote. If you have friends and family that live in District 1, you know, have them come out and vote in the primary and vote for me. And if you, you know, want to volunteer or you feel a little bit generous, you can visit my website at ronq4u.com. And together, you know, we will fire Dina Tassis and let's go put some new people in there. Let's elect someone in the primary that actually can beat Dina Titus.
Ron, it's always good to visit with you. Safe travels on the campaign trail. I know that you're going to be updating us on what's going on as we get closer to that June 11th primary. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Always good. Good guy, Ron Quince, running for Congress in CD1 as we seek to retire Dina Titus. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are under 50 days until the first vote's being cast for 2024. We're past Thanksgiving. What do we expect?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fox News, and I see Kevin McCarthy on. I always loved Kevin McCarthy, the former Speaker of the House, who was ousted by eight fellow Republicans, knifing him in the back. He was on with Brian Kilmeade, and this was his reaction to something that just absolutely ticked me off yesterday, the fact that we have an attack on naval assets in the Middle East. It's absolutely incredible what's going on, and our government does nothing to respond. This was Kevin McCarthy yesterday on Fox.
Tensions are growing for U.S. forces in the Mid East as the Houthi rebels, now in control of Yemen, fired two missiles at a U.S. aircraft in the Gulf of Aden after the Navy arrested five pirates who tried hijacking a nearby tanker that was linked to Israel. Is this crazy? Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joins us now. Great to see you, Congressman. Your reaction to the Houthi rebels trying to rocket Saudi Arabia, rocket Israel, rocket us. This is just the latest attack.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. But you have to understand, why do they feel empowered to do this? It wasn't something that happened last week. It's something that happened when we changed administrations. Under the Trump administration, they were listed as terrorist organizations. They would know they would not be in a position to do this. But in February 2021, Biden lifted it, and they're no longer listed as terrorists. Also in the Biden administration, Iran, who funds much of all of this, was only able to produce 400,000 barrels a day. They're now producing 3 million. So they're getting billions of dollars.
And who do they give it to? Hamas, Hezbollah, and Houthi rebels.
The challenge we have in the Middle East today is based upon a new administration in the White House. And the appeasement that they have gone forward has lifted and allowed. And now people are dying. Americans are being attacked. Americans are being taken hostage and killed. And it really goes back to what Bob Gates, former Secretary of Defense, said years ago. Every foreign policy decision Biden has made, and he said this before he was president, has been wrong. And I've got personal. In 2015, I went to the White House, sat in the Situation Room, and talked to then Vice President Joe Biden, trying to encourage him to sell javelins to the Ukrainians, a defensive weapon against tanks. He would not do that.
Blankets and MREs.
Yeah.
That's all he would green light while he was in control of the portfolio for the Obama administration on Ukraine. It's crazy how it's all linked together.
There you have it, Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy on Fox. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights' offensive woes continued last night in Calgary. The reigning Stanley Cup champions managed...